under center, two men in the backfield. Almost in a wishbone offense here. Hand off right of the middle to, you got it, Emmerich. Fights for two, maybe three, gets out to the 23-yard line, brings up second and seven.
Number 65, Jacob Perry makes another tackle.
Second and seven from their own 23-yard line are the Hatchets. Clock going against them now. 9 minutes and 40 seconds left in the game. Braden jogs back from the sidelines, tells his team what's going on in the huddle. The stands are packed here. Stand room only against the fence for both sides, in fact. Receiver wide each way. Two men in the backfield aimed at the left side. It's a screen pass in the backfield, and it's actually going to be a fumble. Out to number 23, and Cassidy recovers. Number 23, Emmerich couldn't hang on to it. It was actually a poorly passed, poor pass from Braden there at last-ditch effort to Emmerich. It was a backwards pass, which technically means it was a lateral. And Emmerich couldn't dive on it, and Cassidy did instead. That's at the 12-yard line. And now Cassidy working with a very short field.
Yeah, the line broke down there a little bit, and Braden almost looked like he panicked, just kind of flipped it over his right tackle there to Emmerich, and it was high and over his head. Emmerich did his best impression of sliding into second base there, but he slid right past the ball, just didn't come up with it, and multiple Cassidy Redhawks there diving on the ball.
9:08, it's a handoff to the right side to Berzanowski. In doing so, he gets about 8 yards out to the 5-yard line. Berzanowski got hit about 4 yards in, and somehow he still got about four more.
He was dragging people towards the end zone there. Austin Wuschlager eventually brought him down.
Berzanowski now has 104 yards on the, has a 6-yard gain. So 106 yards on the night, 8:35 left in the fourth. And now Harvard Beach has a running clock, 56-0 over Memphis. This is a handoff right through the middle, nothing much going there, maybe a gain of one on the play. Ricker, the ball carrier in the bottom of that pile, working off the left hash on the right side of your radio.
Running right into number 55 and 56, Jim Rogers and Josh Geiger. No room up the middle for Cass City.
No room indeed. Third and three for Cassidy, working from the Bad Axe 4-yard line. First down markers at the 2-yard line. T formation, Hartle under center. The handoff to the left side to Berzanowski, and he's in, standing up, touchdown Cassidy. So just like that, Cassidy scores two touchdowns of their own, and it's once again a big lead, 28 points for Cass City. 42 Cass City, Bannock 14.
Nice drive there by Cass City. Not very far to go thanks to the defense. But Berzanowski right now, the hot hand running very hard and untouched there into the end zone, just a couple yards out.
It only took Cass City 3 plays to score that time, and it went over all, 13 yards. But hey, that's the trick. Cassidy going for two, trying to make it a 30-point game in the fourth quarter. Hartle rolls to his left, looking to pass, and he has wide open number three, wide open, Shane Rasmussen, but goes right through the hands, incomplete. You're tuned to WLEW. We'll be back with more football action. It's Cassidy 42. Bad X 14.
Hey everybody, I'm Jarrett Price, new guy over here at the Volume Dealer in the Thumb. More motor sales in Carroll. Wow, do we have the minivans. We have them starting in the low 20s for the value conscious buyer, all the way up to the luxurious Town & Country Limited. We have the largest selection in the Thumb and service second to none. It's all down at More Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81. See why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll. See you soon.
At More Motor Sales of Carroll, the Volume Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer and undisputed minivan capital of the Thumb.
.48 left in the fourth quarter, 42-14. Cassidy leads by 28 points. Maddox came out in the second half and scored two touchdowns unanswered. Then Cass City came back with two of their own. It was 30-0 at halftime. Now 42-14 in the fourth quarter. 7:48 to play. Toby Rowell. Rowell, whatever you'd like to say it. You say tomato, I say tomato. Seen a lot of action tonight. Kicking out from the 4-yard line. High fly ball to second base at the 30-yard line. Maddox fumbles it. Picks it back up. His number 68. Nick Crotchman, the junior guard, grabs it at the 28-yard line. Maddox recovers their own fumble, and that's where they'll start. That's it. 72 yards for a score for the Hatchets here. Working from their own 28-yard line, the right side of your radio, 7:46 left in the fourth quarter, 42-14, Cass City leads. What's Maddox really have to do here, Dave, to get this one closer?
Clark, I think they're going to come out throwing the ball. They're going to work on some things here to take into next week. They're going to work on some passing plays here. They're going to feed Emmerich here just to keep him honest because he's been their bright spot on offense.
And there's a flag right on the snap. This is probably going to be an offsides against Maddox. And the official says encroachment against Cass City. They lined up offsides. So it's going to be now going from a first and 10 to a first and 5 situation. Now from the 33-yard line. That always helps. 5-yard.
Yeah.
Not a game much here. 7 minutes and 44 seconds. And if you score like Maddox has in two or three plays, you can score quite quickly. Keys to keep the defense off the field. 42-14, Cassidy leads by 28. Maddox with the ball, first and 5 after an offside call at the 33-yard line of Maddox. Two in the backfield, tight end out to the right. Right under center, goes for the pass at the 12. It's caught, labors out to midfield, and finally dragged down at the 42-yard line. That's a gain of 19 yards when all said and done. After about a 9-yard pass from Braden.
Number 3, Shane Rasmussen made the tackle there. Another one of them quick drops where he takes about maybe a step, maybe two at the most, and just drills Labor coming hard off the line from the tight end position there.
Labor.
Nobody around him.
Labor came straight down the near hash mark out to the 50-yard line where he caught it, and then dragged about 3 Cass City players, about another 7 yards. First and 10 for Maddox, now in Cass City territory at the 42-yard line. Same formation, and looking back to pass again, but Braden keeps it for himself, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and then 2 more yards out to the 40. And that's the gain, 2 yards for Braden on the keeper. Right in the between both hash marks at Cass City's 40-yard line, gain of 2, 2nd and 8 coming up for the Hatchets.
Not sure exactly if he was looking downfield. It looked like he looked for Labor again for that quick throw, and there's nothing there. He just kind of bounced outside and took what he was given.
6:50 left in the fourth quarter. Clock is winding down. 42-14. Cass City leads by 28. Braden, after a little bit of consult from head coach Mark Medi on the sidelines, gets back to his huddle. They're going to have to work quickly here. They're going to get down on their play clock. There's 10 seconds. The hand is up. Now 5 seconds left in play clock. They need to get this one off fast. 1 second left in play clock, and they get it off. Braden rolls to his right, looking back to pass. And he chucks it down to the field to about the 10-yard line to number 3. Dillon Geiger. And it's picked off by number 88, Curtis Dickinson of Cass City, at the 11-yard line. So just when Bags was getting a drive together, turnover, interception, the first of the night for Braden.
Braden showing off a nice arm there. He made a good throw. However, he stared down the route. The route was telegraphed the entire way. There was 2 Cass City defenders there around Geiger. Geiger, a very undersized receiver, more of a quick, you know, catch-and-run type receiver. Dickinson, a much bigger receiver, got him by probably 4 or 5 inches, just went up there and picked the ball out of the field like he was the intended receiver. So probably not a good decision.